Hello out there, everybody! Welcome to the New Year's Eve episode of Come Lose It with Matt Duncan, episode 109. This is it, folks. This is it for 2023. It's time to flush this year, and maybe some of you had a good year. Maybe some of you had an okay year. Maybe some of you had a bad year, like me. And I'm ready to flush 2023. And while you're at it, you can flush your 2017 tax return because you made it, folks. If you did something a little funky during that year, it's in the gray now. 2018, you're on the clock. Hopefully all your write-offs are kosher. Hopefully we have peace in the Middle East. God bless. Sorry, that track got a little bit more motivational than I expected. I don't always know what's going to come on these tracks, but it takes it to a certain level when you hear them, doesn't it? Anyway, yes, this is it. I've waited till New Year's Eve. I'm sure you're getting ready. You're putting your mascara on. If you're somewhere over in Europe, it's probably real close to the ball drop. If you're in Australia, it's already 2024. They're ringing it in. The fireworks are going off, but here, it's just a late afternoon, folks. Want to get it in before you get to that Dwayne Gretzky concert. Make sure that you bring water. Make sure that you bring a little hooch if you're into that. They're pretty mainstream now. It's like going to a Taylor Swift concert. Make sure you bring what you can to save money at these Dwayne Gretzky shows. They're playing Rolling Stones songs, but I think they're more expensive than actually going to see the Rolling Stones. If you don't want to go to the show, if you don't want to go to crowds, you can. I don't know why this is turning into a shit talk slash promo for Dwayne Gretzky. I love the guys. Love the band. They are fantastic. Go to DwayneGretzky.com. You can watch their New Year's show live. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. They're fantastic. And I was there at the very beginning with those dummies. Anyway, here we are staring down 2024, my last year. My last friggin' year of my 30s. And it's the year of the pivot. I don't know where it is on the Chinese calendar. I don't know if it's the pivot monster or what. The pivot rodent, the pivot bunny. But it's definitely the year of the pivot for me. I've got to pivot. Am I popping those peas for you? I'm sorry. But it is the year of the pivot. I gotta do a little bit of a pivot. They taught us it in gym class. I learned how to pivot then, and now I gotta do it in every other aspect of my life. Because let me tell you, folks, you know, being on hold for 4 commercials as an actor this year, when we're still in this fucking lockout, and we're not getting as many auditions as we normally would, on hold for 4 commercials, and I didn't get any of them. And one, my last audition of the year, late December, on hold. I thought I was going to get it for sure. Thought I crossed all the fucking T's, looked at the cesspool of actors in that callback, and I figured, well, I got to be one of these guys. It's a hockey team they're casting. Why can't I get in on this? It's going to be a good start to the year. I'm going to have a commercial shooting in the beginning. It'll be fantastic. And what do you know? I didn't get it, guys. Didn't get it, contacted the casting agency through my agent, and they didn't even get back to us. That is 2023 in a fucking nutshell. And then to cap off this fantastic year, I probably drove about 4,000 kilometers over the holidays visiting family, and I threw out my back once again. It's been a year of the back for sure. It's probably been a couple years of the back, but last March, it was really bad. I'm sure on the podcast, I went over it. And I had to go to a physio. And I finally went to a chiropractor. And it got me back on track. And then this car shit, man. It did it again. Being in the car for hours and hours. Not even driving the whole time. Just being in that car. Not having the proper lumbar support. Threw it out. My back said, fuck this. We're taking a break. So I've spent the last week trying to recover from that. Man, it really sucks when your back was out, because I did get the e-bike, e-mountain bike for Christmas, and I haven't really been able to try it because the weather's shit. I mean, it should be snowing. Should be a snowy place, but we're getting some of that rainy Vancouver shit here now. Gray, rainy. I'm sick of it. I don't know about you folks. I don't know about you Ontarioans, but I am fucking sick of it. And I finally got out the other day to give it a real test. And man, it was so fucking fun. It was so fun. And just so you know, still gets the heart rate going, because it's not like I wasn't like riding it like a motorcycle. I tested that out a little bit. But for the most part, I'm just using pedal assist, which you need because the bike is so friggin' heavy. You can ride it without anything, and if you really want a good workout, but it's a lot of work. But I just, even with the pedal assist, it seemed to get my heart rate in the same kind of range where I was with just my normal mountain bike that is now hanging in the rafters. I'll bring her out again one day, but in the meantime, with this mild weather, I want to get out there as much as I can on this bike, because, man, is it fun. It is fun. Hopefully it doesn't fuck up on me. Hopefully everything's good there. Seems to be running well. Anyway, how was your holiday? Did you have a Christmas? Did you have a Hanukkah? Did you have a Kwanzaa? I don't know. There's so many things. Did you celebrate? Did you get sick of family? Did you have a good turkey? Did you have a bad turkey? I had a mix of everything. Definitely. Good, the bad, the ugly turkey. And I'm going to say it here, folks. I don't like turkey. I don't know why we are so stuck on turkey here in North America, because I know they don't got the goddamn ovens in Europe to be able to throw these things in. You can't cook a turkey in Europe. They ain't eating that shit. It's the only goddamn meat that it's required to be dressed in something. Its own gravy, cranberry sauce. Some people just put like pate on it. I do not like it. And yeah, when you put gravy on anything, it tastes good. It tastes better. But it's like, I'm just so sick of it. So I think I'm done with turkey. I'm going to try it next year. I don't eat turkey anymore. For the family listening, we can eat anything else in the wide world, but I will not be eating turkey anymore. It's also been, as you got together with your family members, did you notice if the parents or the older people, the boomer generation, the above the boomer, were they sick? Did you get like an illness ambush? Because that's really been the theme, which has really been kind of the first time since all this pandemic stuff happened, where there's this disregard for COVID, and there's also a misunderstanding of what the symptoms are now. And it seems like if you have cold symptoms, everybody thinks it's not COVID. I've got something to fucking play for you in the health news segment coming up, just about these fucking COVID tests and how we got kind of scammed, especially here in Ontario. I don't know if the rest of Canada, if they were using this particular kind, but I have a million of these tests still, and they don't even work. They work only if you are highly contagious. We'll get to that. You will hear the news report on that. So all the people that were saying, oh, it's just a sore throat, and then I had a cough, it was probably COVID. It was probably COVID. And now I'm thinking that, looking at the comparison between my wife and I's symptoms when we got that cold, it was probably COVID. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at. I'm gonna start just wearing masks again to get in a fight. I think I'm in that stage. I think the Irish is coming out of me, and I'm going to put a mask on. Every time I do put a mask on, I'm like, I wonder if someone's going to approach me or say something to me, and if I'm going to hit that person, you know? If you're going to see me in the news, because I feel like I'm amping up for to start off 2024 with a bang, with a fucking south paw to the jaw. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of loose jaws, and I saw this. Listen to this. Listen to this, will you? So we have to prepare, right? The American election is, they're going to be running next year. It's going to take over the world news, especially here in Canada, because that's like all we get. And the third runner, I didn't even know, is he just sick? Is it the no-vax? Did something take out his vocal cords? Or is this the third voice in the fucking debate? Is this what it's going to fucking sound like? This is Robert F. Kennedy.
Notoriety for your skepticism about vaccines. And over the summer in an interview, you said, quote, there's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective. Do you still believe that?
I never said that.
So stop me. We have the clip. Please play the clip.
Play the whole clip.
You've talked about that the media slanders you by calling you an anti-vaxxer. And you've said that you're not anti-vaccine, you're pro-safe vaccine. Difficult question. Can you name any vaccines that you think are good?
I think some of the live virus vaccines are probably averting more problems than they're causing. There's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective.
So you did say it. Do you still believe it?
Well, here's what I...
What's going on with Robert F. Kennedy? Can you imagine this guy in the debate? He's going to start talking. They're going to be like, okay, moving on. This guy can't be president. He's not going to be anywhere near it. But could you imagine him on the phone trying to talk to other world leaders? What? Robert, you got to speak up. Put Cheryl Hines on. Can she translate for you? Your wife, Cheryl Hines, from Curb Your Enthusiasm, if you didn't know. Isn't that wild? What? This guy's going to fuck up shit for Biden for sure, because he's kind of a Democrat or whatever, but he's running as an independent. He's going to take votes away and that fucking shit stay. I love that all these rumors of Trump and the shit smell. A lot of rumors out there. People come out, I've worked with them on this set. I worked with them on that. I was in an elevator with them on this. Shit smell. I was getting a steak in the shit smell. It's hilarious. He definitely stinks. He wears Depends, and we've known that for some time. He's incontinent. And as an older person, that's okay. You know, you can't blame a person for that as they get older. But this guy's been shitting his pants since he was in his 40s, apparently, because of all the fucking Adderall and shit that he's just, like, snorting all the time. He's pretty fucked up. So this guy's going to be crapping cakes if they even make it to a debate. Is it going to happen? Who fucking knows? Anyway, it's going to be a wild time. It's going to be a wild time. You know, we've got like lemonade now that you can't trust anything anymore, folks. Like the Panera lemonade. Have you heard about that? Apparently there's some really strong, overly caffeinated lemonade that's killing people. Too much caffeine. I'm always a little nervous with caffeine. You know, I get it from my coffee, but I don't like energy drinks. I've always been kind of afraid of them. You know, I, as a kid, I drank something called Jolt Cola. And I feel like if I had an Apple Watch back then, it would be like telling me to go to the hospital. Your heart rate isn't 190. But back then, back before technology, we didn't think about our heart rates as much. You were just tired or whatever, you know. You didn't really you really didn't give it much of a thought. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, I think I'm aiming for, as I've done in the past, I have done some New Year's resolutions. I've stuck to some. I'd say the biggest one was taking sugar out of coffee. It's been about 10 years of that. Haven't had sugar in coffee other than the, you know, that rare vanilla latte from Starbucks. If I'm drinking black coffee, good old ground coffee, no sugar has been gone. So think of all that saved sugar for the world, for the cakes and the sweets, you know? And I'm thinking I'm going to do a dry January. I just feel like drinking's getting away from me a little bit. I've just noticed that it's not really giving me the buzz that I used to have from it. So why am I drinking? You know, sometimes you have one drink and it really does just take it down a notch. That's all I'm looking to do with booze, but hasn't really been doing that over the holidays. So I think I'm going to do a dry January and well, fuck it. Let's just get to the fitness update.
Fitness update.
Okay, so as I said, I threw out my back. It's been hell. It's been a hellish week. I've been icing my back. I've been laying on that fucking board thing I have that curves my back, trying not to do it too much because my back is injured. And a lot of ice, stretching, just the things I've learned from Cairo and whatnot. And it's getting better. It's actually feeling a lot better. I'm working at the standing desk today. I'm recording at the standing desk. And I'm feeling pretty good. Also, fitness update. We've talked about the e-bike. I finally gave in. Guys, I'm going to give Jaw Toners a shot. I think it, having a fitness and a health podcast, it's about time I try a gimmicky thing. Let's see if I can get that Matt Rife jawline. Or that, you know, that circa 2007 Matt Duncan jawline, because I used to have a pretty nice jawline. I got the high cheekbones. I think that's one good thing I got from the Irish side. I feel like a lot of us have that. Some hidden, some out there showing the world. And I'm going to try and get that back as best I can, mixed with the fasting again. And who knows, maybe I'll be dyeing my beard by March and bicking my head. It's coming, folks. Who knows? Thinking a lot about it. Bick the head, dye the beard, become 33 again. That's the formula. We'll see what happens. But we're going to get back on the fast in 2024. We're going to get back on track. We're going to try to keep the exercise going to keep the brain positive, because it's going to be a difficult start of the year for me, trying to figure things out, trying to find a new job, because my job is just the worst. It's turned into the worst thing, and I've had the worst 6 months at that job I've ever had. And it's time to put them behind me. You know, I'm ready. I was like, oh, but I could just keep it a little bit. Why not just keep it a little? I could do a little file here. No, I want to be like, snap my fingers. I can't remember what's the name of the company that they changed it to? What's the name? I can't even remember. I'll have to ask my friend. He'll be working there till he's 60. He knows it. I know it. It's totally fine. You got to make a living, folks. Anyway, yeah, we're going to get back on track in 2024. We're going to have that dry January. And I'm just going to try to stay focused, maybe do some meditation, maybe do some deeper breathing, and slow the spin of the world down.
Health news.
News that is health related.
Okay, so as I said in the opter, that there's been some COVID test fraud. During the pandemic, there are these very particular brand of tests that became available to us in Ontario, Canada. They were in a lime green case. I think the company was like BTNEX or something, Bitnex. Lime green, you know them, you've seen them. They're the main ones that everyone has had. And there has been a report that has just come out that they fudged the notes a little bit, the tests on how well those tests work. So let's have a little listen here to the news.
It's a lime green box that's become familiar to most Canadians. The kits have been used to test for COVID millions of times.
I think that everyone, so many people I know, including myself, have relied upon these tests to make decisions for our own health and that of our loved ones and that of other members of the public.
It's why there are questions after a Global News investigation revealed evidence that the rapid tests importers, Toronto-based BTNX, submitted incomplete data to Health Canada about the test's accuracy. In response to Global News' questions, BTNX described its tests as a reliable testing tool for Canadians. For its part, Health Canada said it found no reason to question the scientific integrity of the studies BTNX submitted.
If you have a higher percentage of false negative tests, it can obviously drive people to make decisions that they may not would have otherwise made. And, you know, that can clearly result in greater transmission of infection.
The world may have moved beyond the pandemic, but COVID's threat has not gone away. And for those planning to come in contact with the medically vulnerable, rapid tests are regularly requested at this pharmacy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. People are still looking for it for that reason. They act as a guide whether there is a COVID case or not.
The head of Manitoba's Health Coalition says governments need to follow up on what the Global News investigation revealed.
This is a huge breach of trust in the public healthcare system, in my personal opinion, and it's something that we should be demanding answers from. We should be demanding answers from the federal government about this and the provinces, what they knew.
BTNX says it did not offer Health Canada or Canadians inaccurate information about the rapid test. The Prime Minister told Global News that his government still has lessons to learn about the pandemic, but did not specify whether those lessons involved the BTNX rapid test.
Okay, so I was reading the other article that they posted about more about the results of these tests. And so the company itself, BTNX, offered the tests that they've done, the research to see how well they worked. And in three categories of highly contagious, mildly contagious, and like medium or whatever. Mild, medium, big, or however you want to think of it, highly. Anyway, it seems like these tests that they can only tell if you have like a high viral load. If you have like a medium load or a small load, they're not going to, it's just not going to come up. Very rare on a medium load, never on like a small viral load. And what they're saying is that what they submitted to the government was saying that like, well, on a low load, 40% of the time it will test it. And in the medium, like 70, 80%. And that apparently with independent auditors on these is not true. So I've got about 40 boxes of these, and they are becoming more useless every day, especially with the fact that they are also going to expire soon. And I worked so hard to get these things. I was driving. Remember, you go back on those episodes and you listen to me driving around like a maniac. It was an ordeal, and it made me feel safer to have them. I thought I was protecting people in my life. Thankfully, I just never got sick until the end of November of this year. But there's a lot of people that are still relying on them. I've yet to ever have a positive test on them. And there are people that are taking these tests to go visit people in rest homes, and those people are getting COVID, and they're dying. Hi, everyone. Welcome to That Other Shit. We're in the last one here. We are in that last segment of the year. Other shit. What's going on? Lots of things going on. In the diet world, there's this woman named Maggie White. She's 82 years old, and she's been making rounds around the internet because she looks like she's 51, and everyone's going, Maggie White, what the fuck? You're still ranching. You're still on a ranch out in Alberta. You're still working on the farm. You're 82. You should be fucking sitting in front of the TV. You've won. As I say, you passed the year 80 and you've won. It doesn't matter how much longer you got after that. You've won. And Maggie White says that she's lived on a carnivore diet pretty much her whole life since she was really young, which means she only eats meat and she only drinks water. She doesn't eat fruit. She doesn't eat vegetables. She doesn't eat candy. She doesn't have a glass of champagne on New Year's Eve. She doesn't have a beer at the hockey game. She doesn't have a mimosa with friends for breakfast. She doesn't do brunch. If she does brunch, it's just meat. It's just the bacon, please. Plate of bacon. Steak and bacon. Please. Glass of water, still. Does she put a little bubble in it? A little bubble in that water? Is that cheating? She drinking the bubblies? Maggie White, what the fuck is going on? 82 years old. You've missed out a little bit. I get it. You can still ranch at 82. But if that is the recipe for it, then I'm looking forward to that Rascal Scooter, goddammit. Nobody fucking needs. I'll post a picture of Maggie White. You can decide for yourself. As always, I do post some images, some links to episodes, or not to episodes, to documents, to news sources. I'll post the video, the Global News video about the tests. You'll have to do a little bit more research to see the actual data on how fucking bad they are. But I'll give you, you know, let's not judge her too hard. But yeah, I wouldn't say she looks 52. I'd say she looks 64. And that's pretty fucking good for 82. And I got a skill for that. So she would have fooled me. I'm good. If I'm going to be working at the carny, if I'm going to be working at that fucking carny, I'm going to be guessing the weight. I'm going to be guessing the age. That's my booth. Maybe that's the pivot I'm looking for, the year of the pivot. Maybe I'm just amping up for a big 2 week, big 2 week workathon at the exhibition in Toronto. Maybe that's where we're going, folks. I made this note a while ago. I guess it's a bit of old news now, but Shohei Ohtani signed a $700 million contract in the MLB, and I just think it's, I just feel for Jays fans because they were in the running. They were going to probably come close to paying him that. If he had made that money here, that's like almost $1 billion. But it's getting deferred somehow. He's going to be making like $22 million a year till he dies, apparently. He's going to make $2 million for 10 years, and then they have to defer it. Who knows? The team could go bankrupt. Well, then what's he going to do? He probably doesn't care. He's like, well, millions are, he's made millions. Crazy. Feel for Jays fans. It's just never going to be easy for fans of the one Canadian team in baseball. Matthew Perry, finally, the news came out that he died on that Special K. He was on that Special K. You can't be an addict on anything. It's tough. You get on that shit, and just, I think his body just gave out. It's just like, oh, fuck. But at least we know it wasn't just him nodding off for no reason after, you know, an excruciating game of pickleball. Matthew Perry, rest in peace. Special K, it's a very popular drug right now. Not into it, not looking into it. But, you know, maybe one day. Well, everything in a microdose, folks. Saw the movie Priscilla, and I don't want to talk about it too much in case some of my friends who were in it hear it. Not a good movie. But what upset me about it is that there's a couple people I know that were in it playing a part of his band. And these are good actors. But it's like, I don't know if Sofia Coppola didn't have the budget, because she's recently complained that she just can't get any money for her movies. But she just didn't give these guys anything other than to giggle and smoke cigarettes behind Elvis the entire movie. Over a span of 15 years, they're just always behind him, giggling and smoking cigarettes. Give these guys, I want to see Hog Ears having a scene with Elvis, having a heart-to-heart, how these pills are getting too much. Yeah, I doesn't know how it feels about Priscilla or whatever. Give them something. I couldn't stop laughing every time they came on screen. I was like, they're like the part of the posse in Anchorman when they all show up in the alleyway to fight. These are good actors, Sofia Coppola. I don't know. I'm not much of a fan of her, but, you know, check it out. See Hog Ears, played by Rod Stoll. Dan Byrne, who's just cutting it up. He's cutting up the dance floor of acting. He's going to the States. He's coming back. He's doing stuff here. He's on shows. He's in it. He's in the background. He's giggling. He's smoking cigs. I think they gave him one scene where he was playing records for Elvis. That's about it. And he threw a chair at the wall. Not him, Elvis. Anyway, not a big fan of Priscilla, unfortunately. Wanted my friends to have more to do in it, and that's why. I wanted them to have more, but also not a Sofia Coppola fan. And I have respect for her. She did win the Razzie for Worst Supporting Actor for Godfather 3. And also was nominated for Worst New Actor of the 90s or something. I think she lost to Pauly Shore. Hasn't acted much since then, though. Anyway, we're at 30 minutes. Let's wrap up this year. Let's flush it. Let's flush 2023. Get ready for the U.S. election pandemonium. And it's the year change coming up, folks. So if you had a bit of an iffy one, if you didn't read quite as many books as you would have liked, if you bought too much IKEA furniture, if you went to your mom's and her fucking TV keeps going back to demo mode and now you have to keep a note on your phone that says, change mom's fucking TV, well, that's all behind you now, because it's 2024. No, we're not roaring like the 1920s. It's been pretty shit, the 20s so far. And we're a year away from being at the halfway mark. But we're going to start thinking about the 30s and how great they could be. I think since the 20s have been opposite of the 1920s, I think the 30s will also be opposite. And no, there won't be a Great Depression. It'll be a great euphoric time. So until then, just survive. And I'll see you in 2024. Love you guys.